Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ad Hominem Attack Show podcast. This is Chris Paul here with Kyle.
Hey.
Jeremy.
Well, howdy.
Tabitha.
Well, hello.
I hate all your guts. That's the end of the episode.
I hate you too, Chris.
Talk to y'all next week.
All right, same time, same place.
Last week we started reviewing and kind of looking at the upcoming battles, reviewing the old ones, you know, out with the old, in with the new, that kind of thing. That's what we've been doing.
Yeah. That is
what we're up to. We have yet to go in any kind of depth on these last four battles we had, Phil Eckenrode and Kristen Gailwood. Brett Thomas and Josh Volchko. Let's do those two for now, and then see what happens.
All right. So Phil Eckenrode versus Kristen Gailwood.
Kristen, in full dragon or dinosaur, dinosaur costume, including green face paint.
Green face paint with the black teeth. I think.
Yeah,
she
had like the teeth drawn. It was heartbreaking watching her just like stand there and just like not react to these jokes. It just full on lizard face. Just full on just sad lizard.
Kristen with the psychological warfare.
No, she just thought more people would dress up.
She did it to throw Phil. How do you...
Well, I told her because the last show that she did, she battled Michael Dragon, and I was like, you should dress up as a dragon. She's just a procrastinator, you know? That's all it is.
I was very surprised. I went into this thinking...
No one's going to wear a costume.
No one's going to do green face.
I didn't even think about it, but she showed up and she was like, oh, shit, I thought everybody was going to dress up because it's October and Halloween. And we're like, no.
No, we're not.
No. Aww.
To be fair, we've never done that once.
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
This is probably our fourth October of not doing that, so good for her for predicting.
I think I'm going to wear a costume to the November show.
Do it.
What are you going to dress up as, Kyle?
Little Dutch boy.
Oh. Yeah.
The turkey. It'll be around Thanksgiving, you know? I thought everybody would dress up like true. Fucking turkeys. Pilgrims and Indians.
You'll look like Pugsley Adams and Adams Family Values.
Eat me!
Get Jeremy to dress as the president to give you a stay of execution.
Yeah, you guys were all very dapper for this show. I mean, Ryan wore his best fucking beanie. And yeah, you guys all looked good.
We try.
Yeah.
I wore a coat.
You did.
You wore a coat and a fancy alt-right shirt.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about it that way. I just...
What did it say on it?
Save the planet, eat the children. That psycho that showed up at that one rally, and then they said it was a Trump plant. And I was like, God damn it. I just thought that person was genuinely crazy. Yeah. I bought the shirt immediately when I saw the video. I was like, yes, a platform I can get behind, eating children.
Don't you hate it when the alt-right just ruins things you like?
Well, I mean, I still like it. Mm-hmm. Yes. I've started eating children.
Such as the environment, human rights. The economy, fairness in the economy. I could go on for days. Brett Thomas and Josh Volchko, another great battle. Brett won, right?
Yeah. I didn't get punched in the face.
Kristen was sick. I'm going to go back on Kristen. Kristen was sick. That's why she was so stone-faced up there. She was just trying to get through it. So.
Yeah. I can't imagine being sick, like you can hardly breathe, and yet you're dressed as a dinosaur.
But that battle was fucking one of the best I've ever seen.
They
I don't want to fucking say anything. I thought that was the battle of the night. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it could go either way. But somebody didn't want to go to a sudden death.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Call out names. Tabitha?
No, yeah, yeah, give out Tabitha. She picked, but
yeah.
Yeah, I thought Phil won too. By a hair, but.
Yeah, it was real close. I mean, honestly, like I think the reactions could have been like more to some of Phil's jokes. I think people were just so thrown back by like just how mean it was.
But oh, that's Phil was a super dickhead, and it was.
But that
great.
Was the point.
But again, it looks so much meaner standing next to
yeah
someone in a child's costume.
It was like watching a science teacher just rip into one of the kids from the anime club.
Yeah.
It's like the bully wins. And it was good. It was good. I just wanted to talk about that battle because I loved it so much.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Phil really like surprised me with like how hard he brought it because, man, he had like even his stupid Elton John joke was good. So that, you know, making fun of Kristen's husband worked.
My favorite joke was he said, Kristen has 3 dogs. Her husband has 4.
So simple, yet so effective.
Oh, my God. I thought it was the best joke of the whole fucking show.
Good.
Which, by the way, Kristen's little chihuahua is adorable.
She really is.
Yeah.
We can't not bring her up. She has a sling that she goes into.
I've seen it.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. She told me about bringing her here to work. Yes. Bambi's the best. Bring Bambi for a roast battle.
Bambi. Bambi doesn't count as a person, so yeah, Bambi should come.
Yeah, she can
all
come.
All dogs.
No, yeah.
All 50 people can bring a dog. 50 people, 50 dogs. They'll lose their mind.
I'm just imagining this show now, but as everyone laughs, all the dogs are just barking nonstop.
Would anyone be surprised if all of our audience needed an emotional support dog?
I think that dog needs an emotional support human, honestly. Because, yeah. She was kind of weirded out by all the people over at Kristen's house when we went over there. It's taken her a minute. Good dog, though.
So Brett and Josh.
Brett, good dog, though.
Brett won. I don't think this was not the first battle, so I vaguely remember most of it. What did
we
you guys
about
think?
This one last episode. A
did we
bit,
go over it? Okay.
We can retouch on it. That's
yeah.
Fine.
I don't remember last week so clearly. I don't fuck it. They were both funny. Fuck. it was a good one. Brett always on. And Josh came a lot stronger than
what was that?
I would have guessed.
Brett,
always on. Josh, always funny. Josh much funnier than I predicted in this format.
Well, Josh is a good comic.
Yeah. I mean. I'm not yeah. I just mean in
roast battle?
Yes. Against Brett particularly.
We found out that Brett has HPV from Josh, which was breaking news.
It really was. I would not suspect Brett.
No?
What? All that 50-year-old ass Brett gets?
Yeah, you know, HPV is a young man's disease.
Brett could get that from 4 out of 5 women he's slept with out at the Red Fox. Oh,
I forgot. We women just are riddled with it, aren't we?
Yeah, it's all clearly
yeah,
their
I thought
fault.
I just assumed. I just assumed everybody had it. Like, I didn't think it was a big deal.
Another reason I don't go to the doctor.
That's right. They can test you guys for it. We can't get tested for it.
I could.
We just find out the old-fashioned way with an angry phone call.
Or Facebook posts. We all find out together these days.
You motherfucker, it looked clean to me, you know.
Oh. I don't know if I should. Okay, fine.
Go ahead, say it.
Somebody told me that I gave them pussy cancer.
Was this when you were hot, Jeremy? Yeah.
I don't know if you guys can see this, but that's a high five to Tabitha. Hot Jeremy's passing out pussy cats.
Hot Jeremy was so hot. He was nuclear.
Yeah.
He was Dr. Manhattan all up in that pussy. Oh my god.
How'd your dick give her pussy cancer? Because it was smoking?
If only.
Glowing blue dong.
Thick yellow discharge, I'm assuming. I don't want to think about your penis, actually.
Why not?
Fuck, I went down that rabbit hole. Like, yeah, what does a dick look like? Never mind.
Well, now you have to think about all of our dicks, Kyle.
So we also
I can't keep going.
We also
excuse
had,
me, I'm going to the restroom.
Speaking of
thick yellow discharge.
Adam Janovac and Drew Malkins battled. Another great one.
Yeah.
That was the battle with the Furby joke.
That we talked about last week.
Well, yeah, because he asked, was this the battle where it was the Furby joke? And we said no, and we didn't say what battle it was.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, last week.
Well, we recorded the last episode last week.
Yeah, I know. A lot of things have happened to me in this past week, Kyle. I know it's been a week.
Guys, we record these all on the same day.
Hey,
I was gonna
don't break it. Don't. You broke KFAB, you motherfucker.
I'm going to yell, Kyle. Dumb. Dumb bitch.
Chris is a stupid fat cunt.
Stupid fat cunt.
Can we bring that fucking pig faggot back?
I can't wait to listen to this back today, 2 weeks ago or whatever, just hear like, oh, this is just my inner monologue, anyways. There's always a Kyle sitting on one shoulder and Tabitha on the other. And both of their goal is the same, just to make me feel bad.
In different ways.
Well, you know, it's almost like you had one of them sitting on your shoulder and then ripped it out of the socket.
You pick which one.
Yeah, I guess
I'm
I would.
Probably fatter. So.
I would put Kyle on the right shoulder because my left is a little weak. It's taken me all these weeks to heal.
Yeah.
Well, I
you
think you should
take all your Percocet at once.
Funny story.
Boy, did you nail me to the wall. They gave me plenty. I took them in a day and a half.
I'm not done.
God damn it.
That's why they have refill dates on the pills, stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, they want you to get like, they want you to feel really good twice a month.
Yeah. Right. And really bad.
Just space it out. Yes. And eat 3 bottles a day of ibuprofen in between.
You guys are laughing so hard because it's true.
Yeah.
The show is seriously the meanest.
Well, I just remember taking him stupid to get his first prescription. He's like, oh, well, this is a day.
You're like Popeye eating his spinach.
It hurt real bad.
Yeah.
It did, and I felt bad for him until he told me how it happened, and then I was like, you motherfucker.
What battle are we on?
Yeah. I feel bad for Adam and Drew, because...
yeah.
Oh, Jesus, that was so good.
That was that Furby joke. What was it?
The only thing that he could ever come in that makes a complete sentence is a Furby. So, yeah.
I don't think you're doing that much justice. I don't know if
that's the exact wording. But
yeah, it was something along those lines.
Basically, the joke is that Drew Mulkins has sex with a Furby.
Yeah.
Right in its little beak.
Hmm.
I'd fuck a Furby.
There's so much mechanic inside.
I mean, if you...
I would cut the asshole out and just do it in the cushion part.
There's no cushion.
Is there not? I'm too poor to have a Furby.
A Furby.
I'll compromise with Kyle. We'll meet halfway. You cut a hole and you put a fleshlight in a Furby, but that Furby learns to talk by sitting next to the computer, which is playing porn 24/7.
Okay.
Nice. All right. Well,
I'll bite.
Yeah.
I'll go for it.
That's actually, I think you could sell that as a, like,
a fuckable Furby.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody remember?
Or like
remember?
A feature for fleshlights, like you put a Furby type computer thing on it that learns to just talk
why
dirty
don't you just
as fuck.
Fuck a carrot at that point.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
You gotta catch it; it flies away.
Get a
flesh. But a parrot just repeats. A Furby kind of hears words and will put together its own sentences out of those.
Hear me out. Put the fleshlight in the Furby. Get an attachment. Give it a dick sometimes too. It's popping
fair,
on up.
Fair.
Fair.
Yes. I'm imagining. I'm gonna go home and patent a. just a Furby, like whatever the mechanic,
I'm sure
the box,
exists,
like
frankly.
The voice box, and attach it to gender-neutral sex toys, ball, whatever it is that you need in whatever shape. There may be more than two genders. There are only two shapes of things. It's one or the other when you're talking dildos.
So yeah, Adam won that battle.
Yeah.
And good on him. He was funny.
He's very funny.
Then we had Blake Quinzel and Katie Moynihan. Also a decent battle. I'll say they both had two jokes that were really strong, I thought. I pushed for a sudden death. Their sudden death note jokes, not as strong.
Nope.
No,
it sucked. Katie didn't even have one. She was like, fuck!
Right. Right off, like, I was fully on her side until she was like, I don't have one. I'm like, all right, you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. One. If she were to wrote anything, if she would have just wrote six jokes,
yep,
she would have beat him. I full-heartedly believe that. I thought she had it.
Yeah.
The fact that she wasn't unprepared, I thought she won outright.
She was fantastic, and I
know Blake's listening to this. Fuck you, fucking Rusty Shackleford. Tell me I'm wrong. But Blake brought energy. Like he wasn't that lopsided, but
he has a lot of energy for someone with a very bad limp.
Right?
Yeah. He's pacing around and.
We did. Before we had met Blake, I mentioned on the podcast, he went to high school with my girlfriend who told me when I asked her, what can we roast Blake about, she said one of his legs don't even work.
I didn't even notice.
And once I met Blake, I looked at her and I was like, oh, that's so fucking mean. I thought you meant like a little bit.
Was it one just like straight? Like I totally forgot. I didn't even pay.
No, it's just, it doesn't bend at all.
Oh, so it's just kind of like a peg leg, a giant peg leg.
Yeah. Something like that.
How's he change brakes if he can't bend his knees?
Mysteries of the world.
Yeah, and
nice guy. Looks like a dirt ball, but nice guy.
Could be said for many people.
Yeah.
Sitting at this table.
Or the opposite, the inverse
like
for
nice
some
people
we know.
Dirt balls.
No, I don't think either. I don't think we look nice or are nice.
Middle of the road, generic white people.
Jeremy showed up at the show dressed as a goth rabbi.
I didn't have the tassels or the yarmulke, but yes.
And he put on, I was watching before the show, before people started showing up, I was watching Jeremy about to go outside, and he took his regular glasses off and put on sunglasses. And I thought he was just getting ready for the night. like he was just going to rock the sunglasses the whole time. And I was going to slap them off of him if he had tried to do that.
I wish that all would have happened.
Those sunglasses are more expensive than anything you own. I would have been very upset.
But earned. An earned upset.
You should have told him that because he's going to steal them and sell them for Percocets.
Oh, they're filthy now. They're not resellable. I don't clean my glasses so that no one wants to steal
them. Or anything else.
No. Pretty much. I like being covered in a layer of filth that makes me feel safe.
All right. Well, that explains it.
So Blake won that battle?
Yeah.
In sudden death. Would we say that's a controversial one?
No, no. Katie didn't write a fucking final joke. I mean,
when we told them to.
Yeah,
we said explicitly. When there's a rundown of this show, we say, hey, this is what to expect. And we said, prepare.
There was a big Columbus contingent. They both got the crowd vote.
Yeah.
Times.
Yeah.
Yes, they
and
both.
So did Amanda didn't bring a single fucking person and got the crowd. And she's from fucking Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Which was nice to see because you're like, they weren't being impartial. Well, maybe a little bit. There was like a little group of Columbus people that wrote up, but not many.
Yeah. I think they were, like we were saying before, last week that Nick Klasser had brought, he had family and such. He brought out some folks
last
with
week
him.
When we talked about that.
Yeah.
To the show that happened a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had two beers last week. I've had one beer this week. Stay tuned to next week.
You guys want to run? Now we've discussed all the battles that happened. You guys, we have our list for the next round for the semifinals. You guys want to run through and do quick predictions?
Well, why don't we're going to do that on the next show.
On the next show, we're going to predict.
Okay, let's tease it. Come back next week. Where we will predict the outcomes of the following battles. Mickey Genosi and Nick Glasser. Logan Rishaw and Amanda Averill. Phil Eckenrode, Brett Thomas. Blake Quinzel and Adam Janovac.
It's Averill.
Averill?
Like Daverill.
Averill?
Averill.
Okay. My apologies to Amanda Averill.
Yeah, you stupid cunt. Sorry. One beer at the show.
The semifinals will be November 16th at 9 o'clock in Not Your Parents' Basement at 78th Street Studios.
Get tickets.
Buy your tickets.
Yes.
We will turn you away.
We will tell you to leave. We will hit you in the face.
The
we
last.
Might drop a door and make you stand out in the hallway.
I mean,
you can
listen
to it.
The fire marshal didn't say shit about how many people can be in the hallway, so.
Maybe we'll live stream it at XYZ.
Yes.
But you got to buy a $30 ticket to get in.
Yeah, legitimately.
Jeff Davis, back in Cleveland.
Oh, my gosh.
Was that a... I'll ask you later.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
It is.
Boy,
it
do is. I hope he auctions off a car for Jack Zumok soon. yeah, come out to the show. Make sure you get tickets. It's the only way to get in this time, unless no one shows up for it.
Which I highly doubt.
That's
these shows are fucking fire.
Yeah, they've been consistently packed. So make sure you get a ticket and follow those links. Look for the event on Facebook.
ClevelandComedyFestival.com. We have tickets up.
Right. Correct. We do that. Check it out. That'll do picks.